David Chester has long wondered about people who are cruel or violent.
Hurting other people always seemed like such a strange, paradoxical thing to do. If you're trying to get along in the world and get ahead in the world, why would you hurt other people? And I was wondering why we've advanced so far as a species and a society, and yet we're still plagued by these violent tendencies.
So as a professor of psychology at Virginia Commonwealth University, he set out to answer that question. He and his colleagues put study subjects in an MRI machine so they could watch brain activity as study subjects played a violent video game against a virtual opponent.
They're competing against this individual, and as a kind of a punishment system we have in the task, they can get blasted with this horrible noise that sounds like a cat getting sucked into a jet turbine. And they can pick the volume of that noise for their opponent, and that's our way of measuring aggressive behavior.
In the most aggressive people, they saw something surprising.
The extent to which they retaliate against this person, they try and hurt them, tracks with the extent to which their reward circuit in the brain is activated, the pleasure centers of the brain, and it really suggests a psychological process whereby the act of revenge can be truly a pleasant one.
The good news, he says, is that even with a biological tendency, people can be trained to control their violent conduct. What's more, medications used to treat alcoholism by blunting the positive feelings associated with drinking could also be used with people who aren't able to get a grip on their aggressive behavior. I'm Sandy Houseman.
So there are medications that actually blunt our feelings of reward and of pleasure. They give them to people who are alcohol dependent, for example, to kind of take away the buzz of the drink. And this would work on a similar mechanism with aggression, we think. They actually have denser gray matter, which is more cell bodies in parts of the prefrontal cortex, which is, you know, our area that's associated with inhibition and reasoning and things like that.